You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has completed a report that looks into measures to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. That we know. But we don't know what's in the report because the report is 5 months overdue. It has not been released. And that has members of Congress, especially from the Great Lakes states, searching for ways to force the Army Corps to release its overdue report. West Michigan Republican Congressman Bill Heisinger co-chairs the Great Lakes Task Force, and he is one of the lawmakers pushing to get this study released. Congressman, what is your understanding of why this report is 5 months overdue?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, the last administration had sort of slow-walked this particular issue for years, getting studies done, you know, the work, the preliminary work that had been done. And at least the word from the current White House, the Trump White House, is that they are wanting to get the undersecretary in place to review the report before it's released publicly. My point to them has been, you haven't nominated anybody yet, and frankly, we're tired of waiting. So we think that it's overdue. It's been paid for. We know that there is important information that we need to have input from the Army Corps of Engineers, and it's just time to release the study.
I think for so many people in Michigan who look at Lake Michigan and the other Great Lakes, and then you see the videos, the YouTube videos of those Asian carp leaping out of the water, leaping into boats, and the thought that we've watched this coming, right? We've been watching this coming. And I bet you're hearing from constituents a lot who are worried about this.
They are, and I do hear about it. I had a, shall we say, a robust conversation with one of my colleagues from Illinois this morning about this, and he has a good chunk of the Mississippi and has a lot of those tributaries that are in there. And not that he was quite making the case that, hey, we're living with it, so don't worry about it too much, but I'm not sure that everybody outside of the Great Lakes Basin really has a full understanding of the devastation and the effects of this. And to his credit, my colleague did say to me, he said, look, we don't want you guys to live with this either. The question is are we doing enough? And we just have a difference of opinion on that. I don't think that we have done enough over the last decade to assure that these invasive species are not going to enter into the Great Lakes and, more importantly, into the tributaries that go into the Great Lakes.
And this report from the Army Corps of Engineers is an important tool in constructing a defense plan.
Well, it's options. The Army Corps was tasked with coming up with what the options are, and that was part of helping get that inserted in initially when we were looking to get this report done. And it isn't definitive, and it isn't like we have to pick option A, and that's the only thing that we're going to do, or option C, and that's the only thing we're going to do. We need to understand, though, what those options are and the menu of choices that we have. Because, look, at the end of the day, Cynthia, we need to do a couple of things. One, we need to protect the ecological balance here in the Great Lakes and in all of the water basins that lead to it. Two, we also need to protect the economic base that is part of the Great Lakes. The blue economy is huge. You know, some numbers, it's $9 billion a year. That is very important and vital to many coastal cities, whether it be on shipping or whether it be recreational. We just need to find that balance. And in my mind, there's no reason why this report can't be released and shouldn't be released, just so that we can get this conversation to continue to move down the path that it needs to go.
And to that point, you've introduced some legislative arm twisting, if you will, an amendment that's attached to a spending bill on energy and water programs. What's in the amendment, Congressman?
Yeah, we're trying to use every vehicle that we can possibly do. And what this says is it actually mirrors a Senate provision in this bill that says when this spending bill passes, then there is a time frame to release the study. And it's not a they can, it's a they shall. And we think that that's an important step. We're not sure whether it's going to be ruled in order or not. But I'd prefer to have the fight and find out and know what our venues are that we're going to be able to gain some additional success. I will say that we are making some, I believe, progress in the conversations. This has always been a bipartisan thing. Going back to the Obama administration, when there had been some cuts proposed to the GLRI or in this administration where it had been proposed to wipe it out, there's always been a bipartisan, bicameral response that has been very supportive of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and all those efforts to deal with things like invasive species. So I think we are continuing to up the level of the dialogue. And frankly, I just want this White House and our House leadership and Senate leadership to know that we're very serious about this as a region, and we can't just kind of get put in a drawer and forgotten about.
It certainly seems that that fight is ongoing, and we've watched and we've seen as the funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Project was eliminated in the Trump budget, but then, as you say, kind of a bipartisan tag team effort got put back in.
Yeah, David Joyce from Ohio and Marcy Kaptur. David's the Republican and Marcy Kaptur is a Democrat. They worked hand in glove in appropriations on that particular issue. We had worked on the policy side as well. So, you know, I view as my role as one of the co-chairs of the Great Lakes Task Force, it's, again, trying to find those solutions and trying to find those balances. And at the end of the day, this particular study about what to do about Asian carp is a cornerstone to that.
What should concerned people do to support this push to get the study released?
Yeah, let our senators know, let our reps know that that's something you want. Get to the White House, encourage them to do that as well. There's those comments. Sometimes it feels like, well, I left a message, but what good does it do? They do tally those and track those, and it helps raise the profile. So, people need to know that we are going to continue to fight for that, and any encouragement that they can give, we deeply appreciate it.
West Michigan Congressman Bill Heisinger, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks, Cynthia.